Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Up, tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Oh my God, Seth, can you hear her singing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He says, yeah, make her stop. I got it.
This is, we're getting a call from Seth Lightman, Green Living Guy, right?
Yeah, at greenlivingguy.com.
There you go. It's timely because I'm driving around in a Chevy Volt, and now when I think green cars and electric cars and hybrid cars, I think of Seth Lightman.
Well, he's the guy.
So nice.
He is the guy. We're waiting on that Fiat to make its way to the East Coast, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
What's going on, Seth?
Well, let's see. We got a bunch of things on tap. I just got my letter today. I'm going to Detroit for Ford.
Again?
In June for the Go Further Conference of 2013. And let's see. I'm working on a...
Wait a minute! I'm busy being bummed out because we didn't get invited to the June thing.
Oh God, I didn't mean to do that.
That's all right.
It's okay, she'll find a way to get there.
Get there now. Yeah. Let's see. I'm working on this contract that when we speak again, I'll tell you about. But it's pretty exciting. I could tell you that it will be an audit of a building to go all LED lighting. And they also want to take another property and go geothermal.
Oh, nice. Like a big commercial building going geothermal? Or
no.
Okay.
No. Well, stay tuned.
Okay. All right. I've got all these things running through my head. Now, tell me.
Getting back to the hybrid and whatever, yeah. I was at a party recently for Lexus, for their Lexus Design campaign. They started out recently with those big monster stick dolls that move in around in the streets and stuff like that.
Oh, with the air-blown ones? Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, they're made of former cars and former bamboo wood that was in the cars.
Oh, cool.
Wow, that is kind of interesting.
I just found that out. Big party. Lots of celebrities there. One of my favorite ladies was Cha-Cha Cruz. Victor Cruz was there for the New York Giants.
Really? Why? You got to get us into these things. Come on.
Hey, I just got it. You know, they tell me to go, but I'm going to hook you up.
Seth, darling, we can hobnob with the best. Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
Kristen Chenoweth was the host.
She's adorable.
She's like she's like 3 foot tall, right?
The new band for the Tonight Show played, and then a lot of people that know the band know the big drummer guy, Questlove. He started DJing afterwards. They showed their new concept plug-in hybrid electric Lexus coming out soon. It looks beautiful.
I'm sure.
On my Instagram.
Well, Lexus is... post
my
it.
Husband's going to get a new one because, in fact, he's got a Lexus 450H.
Uh-huh.
And he's on a lease. And Lexus called him begging him to give up the lease because they need his car and they want to give him a new one. What the heck is that about? I'm like, really? Why, you know... Tell me about the Chevy Volt. What's your opinion of the Chevy Volt?
I think it's doing fantastic. I think it was kind of at first putting GM's arm behind its back because they should have started out with the Cadillac ELR, a plug-in hybrid that's coming out soon versus the Chevy Volt. But
right.
They came out with the Chevy Volt, and of course, just like it does every time with GM, it exceeded their expectations.
Yeah.
So that's why they came out now with the Cadillac ELR.
Right.
And by working on more product under the same drivetrain, you're going to reduce overall cost.
Yeah.
Because the battery cost goes down because you're buying more.
Okay.
And Cadillac is making big, big strides with this new, what do we call it, Generation X. And
they want to go into that market hard.
Oh, boy, do they ever.
They're definitely beating up with Cadillac, with Lexus,
and Lincoln Continental
and
too, which used to be the one
high-end thing. They're everybody's beating each other up now.
Yeah,
all right.
Well,
which
it's nice
great
though.
For the market,
absolutely.
The overall cost down.
All right,
let them fight it out. God bless them.
Yeah, it's good for us.
Cost down,
Seth, I'll take the spoils of that battle any day.
Exactly,
because you're going to win. You know, and that's the free market. You know, we're ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about going green, we're not talking about anything that's against the free market.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking of buying the Toyota Camry Hybrid 2007, a used one. It's in pretty good shape.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah?
What is it costing you?
I'm not sure yet. They're friends, so I'm sure it's not going to be overpriced.
What? Take the car. I'm telling you. You'll love it.
It's only got
one thing about the Lexus hybrids I'm going to warn you about, though, is don't expect on the early versions for it to be an issue of fuel economy.
Well, they said they get about 34 miles per gallon in this car.
That makes sense, because they were doing 20s and 18s before.
Yeah.
The big trick, though, is now they're going even more efficient.
I know.
With the newer brands. What they did was they started off by going to the Lexus race, you know, like the accelerator.
Right.
So they worked heavily on making sure that the battery pack that was in there helped towards torque. And it helps in California and in cities because it has that auto stop shut off thing.
Yep.
Right? So that was a given for them. And they figured with the rest of the battery pack on the first round, let's work on speed.
Now, the next quick question about this is, it's only got like 52,000 miles. I mean, are these cars, do you think, anything like the traditional Toyotas that can go up to like 200,000 miles?
Well, they're warrantied up to 100,000 miles from what I remember.
Yeah, and the batteries for sure, right?
Yeah, the battery and the powertrain.
Yeah, so I'm going for it.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THE greendivas.com.